We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
I love Mama.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, courageous viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Kutus on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarine. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam cable network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Shanghua Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Qinghe cable TV. Yongjia Le cable TV on Global View cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, channel 105 on Mincheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts.
In today's news, Ghanaian and Canadian non-governmental organizations join together to provide clean water for school children. In environmental news, United Kingdom Green Building Council recommends ways to encourage biodiversity in the built environment. In animal news, an injured canine in the United States is revived by mouth-to-snout resuscitation. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 20th, several countries in our world are celebrating auspicious holidays. In Cameroon, a West African country, it is National Day, observing the approval of the Constitution in 1972. The Geofaunal Reserve in the eastern and central southern provinces is one of the largest and most safeguarded rainforests in Africa. It receives the distinction as a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. Today is also the Independence Day of Timor-Leste, honoring its self-sovereignty achieved in 2002. Located between Southeast Asia and Australia in the Lesser Sunda Islands, Timor-Leste is known for its friendly people and beautifully woven ties or traditional clothes. Designs on the ties represent important cultural beliefs, records or stories. With lots of blessings from heaven, we wish the citizens of Cameroon a splendid National Day and the people of Timor-Leste a happy Independence Day.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Welcome, courageous viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Kutus on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarine. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Rikim cable network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Qinghe cable TV. Yongjia Le cable TV on Global View cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, channel 105 on Mincheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts. Today, May 20th, several countries in our world are celebrating auspicious holidays. In Cameroon, a West African country, it is National Day, observing the approval of the Constitution in 1972. The Geophonal Reserve in the eastern and central southern provinces is one of the largest and most safeguarded rainforests in Africa. It receives the distinction as a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. Today is also the Independence Day of Timor-Leste, honoring its self-sovereignty achieved in 2002. Located between Southeast Asia and Australia in the Lesser Sunda Islands, Timor-Leste is known for its friendly people and beautifully woven ties or traditional clothes. Designs on the ties represent important cultural beliefs, records or stories. With lots of blessings from heaven, we wish the citizens of Cameroon a splendid National Day and the people of Timor-Leste a happy Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Flash floods sweep through northern Aulac. On Sunday, torrential rains fell in the mountainous Bac Cang province of Aulac or Vietnam, bringing a flood and landslides with two people who lost their lives. traffic was halted on National Highway 3, and a road management company worked for hours to clear the road. Wards in the capital, Bakgang town, were inundated, and their houses flooded as some schools were also closed. On May 19, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered $10,000 to buy urgent items for people and conveyed her love. The donation could purchase an equivalent of $168,000 in relief supplies if bought in the United States based on the cost of living in Aulac. We thank all personnel for your work to aid and restore services for the flood afflicted. We are grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai, whose assistance will surely bring comfort to many. Our sympathies to those who have lost loved ones as we pray for the storm victims' quick return to normal productive lives. May such calamities be eased through our kinder actions toward all beings on earth.
Landslide causes tragedy in Bangladesh. On Monday, downpours caused a landslide before dawn that cost 6 lives in the Mulva Bazar district, 100 miles from the capital city of Dhaka. Many houses were buried, leaving people homeless in the remote region. Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $10,000 on May 19th for our association's relief team to go, if possible, to comfort and offer urgent necessities to the victims. This amount could purchase the equivalent of $313,000 in essential materials, as valued in the United States based on the cost of living in Bangladesh. Our thankfulness to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving aid to those affected. We are saddened to hear of the loss of lives, and we pray for the safety of all in the rain-swept region. May our gentler steps on the planet help minimize upsetting disturbances such as these. Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
New Zealanders decry industrial farming practices. The country's well-known comedian, Mike King, who formerly supported a campaign to promote the sale of pig's meat, went with animal rights group Save Animals from Exploitation to a crated factory pig farm for an exposé later aired on Television New Zealand's or TVNZ Sunday program. Mr. King expressed his own shame after witnessing the factory farm pigs, stating, "It was like they were screaming for you to help them. If I had known this was going on, I would never have supported it. I firmly believe that anyone who sees this would say, this has to stop."
The very conditions of such operations have one more reason to be deemed intolerable by people. They lie at the crux of increasingly frequent generation of new, harmful viruses, including the avian flu and now the swine flu. The total number of confirmed swine flu cases is approaching 10,000 worldwide, with human-to-human transmission continuing to increase in places like the U.S., Mexico, Chile, Panama, Japan, and the U.K.
Speaking at the International World Health Organization, or WHO, meeting in Tokyo, Japan, WHO Director General Dr. Margaret Chan stated that the present danger is that the swine flu virus could interact with other flu strains and become more life-threatening, cautioning that the coming days and months would spare no country of its harmful effects.
"The world of today is more vulnerable to the adverse effects of an influenza pandemic than it was in 1968, when the last pandemic of the previous century began. The speed and volume of international travel have increased to an astonishing degree. As we are seeing right now with H1N1, any city with an international airport is at risk of an imported case. These vulnerabilities to imported cases, to disrupted economies and businesses, affect all countries."
We thank Director General Dr. Chan for her concerned leadership in uniting the world to protect the public in the face of this precarious trend. We also thank Mr. King, Television New Zealand, and Save Animals from Exploitation for raising awareness of the unfavorable food production practices directly related to our lives. At the same time, we are alarmed at the plight of our co-world citizens, and our prayers continue for all those affected by this swine flu virus, and that everyone may act to stop the harm by choosing one plant-based meal at a time.
Veg hockey player lends his voice to the animals. Mr. Georges Larocque of the North American National Hockey League team, the Montreal Canadiens, recently spoke at an anti-fur conference in Montreal, Canada. He said, "I want to personally thank everyone who gave me the chance to be part of this event, and I will make it my mission for the rest of my life to do everything I can to protect animals. I'm also proud to announce that I have officially become a vegetarian and will work towards becoming totally vegan." Mr. Larocque had made the switch to a plant-based diet after watching the award-winning documentary, Earthlings, narrated by Hollywood star Joaquin Phoenix. Kudos, Mr. Georges Larocque, for your choice of the compassionate lifestyle and for speaking on behalf of our treasured animal co-inhabitants. Heaven bless your exemplary actions in being a beacon of kindness for all.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognised livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
European Commission provides aid to the Greater Horn of Africa. European Commissioner Louis Michel announced a donation of 54 million euros in humanitarian assistance for Somalia, Ethiopia, Eritrea, Kenya, and Uganda. Funds will assist primarily with restoring nutritional stability for people in areas enduring extreme weather conditions, internal conflict, and poverty. The aid is intended to serve the most vulnerable populations in each country. Commissioner Michel and European Commission, heaven smiles on your benevolent care of African brethren, wishing these great nations a soon recovery of their vibrant, healthy communities.
Kuwait elects first women to parliament. Results from the polls of Kuwait's recent elections reveal that four women have won seats. Dr. Asil Al-Awadi, a Kuwait University philosophy professor and member of Amnesty International, and Ms. Rola Dashti, economist and chair of the Kuwait Economist Society. The other two, Masuma Mubarak and Salwa Jassar, are also accomplished academics. Our sincere congratulations, new parliament members, Dr. Asil Al-Awadi, Rola Dashti, Masuma Mubarak, and Salwa Jassar. We celebrate the wise choices of the Kuwaiti people as we wish you the best in serving the noble goals of your fellow citizens.
Queen Sophia of Spain appeals to save elephant. Upon seeing that Susie, the only elephant left in Spain's Barcelona Zoo, was showing signs of depression since her companion of 6 years passed away last year, animal advocate group Foundation for the Adoption, Sponsorship, and Defense of Animals wrote to Her Majesty Queen Sophia to ask her for help in moving Susie to a better environment. Her Majesty, a renowned animal lover, responded by sending a letter to the head of the zoo at Barcelona City Hall, requesting that Susie be transferred to a safari park. There she will have much more space and the social company of other elephants. The city says it is considering the request. Carla Cornella, president of the Foundation for the Adoption, Sponsorship, and Defense of Animals, said, "The Queen is very sympathetic to animals. She wants to know what is the best situation for Susie. Our hearts are touched, Your Majesty, by your kindness and love for Susie. May she soon be blessed with a home full of friendly companionship and the comfort of her natural surroundings."
save our planet. Philippines Lake Buhi in danger of ecological collapse. Researchers at the Camarines Sur State Agricultural College have assessed the rapid degradation of Lake Buhi, which is home to the sinarapan, one of the world's smallest fish.
Their findings included heavy pollution that is leading to eutrophication, or loss of oxygen, throughout the lake. This is being caused by increased levels of nitrogen and phosphorus coming from households and pig-raising farms that are draining waste into the lake, as well as overstocked fish cage operations that contributed to its toxicity. The research team has gone on to make recommendations for restoring the lake, and some local ordinances have already been passed to help ensure its regeneration.
We thank the Camarines Sur State Agricultural College scientists for this informative report on the grave state of Lake Buhi. With heaven's grace, may our actions be in time to nurture the lake back to a healthy and life-abundant state.
In a video conference in July 2008 with visiting guests and the public, Supreme Master Qinghai encouraged more responsible measures to ensure that the precious gift of clean water is available to fish and humans alike.
We have dumped so much chemicals and poisonous stuff into river and oceans. Our enduring giving rivers and ocean have to take in daily so much, and they poison the marine life. And then we sit down, watch some headlines on TV or newspapers about repeated numbers of sea creatures who die, vanish, or washed up on the shore, and wondering for a few seconds, or maybe not, what happened to them. Then watch the next news as more of the audio are coming onto the screen, and we just feel like it doesn't concern us, or that we are not responsible for their plight, for the death and disappearance of our precious co-inhabitants. But the fact is that we are responsible. So I suggest that stricter rules must be imposed to protect the sea, the water, which is our life, which is also our protectors in terms of balancing our ecosystem and sustain our planetary equilibrium and sustain our lives. Without water, what would we do? What would all the species on the planet do? We will all die.
Save our planet. South Africa to preserve Prince Edward Islands. Following several years of collaborative preparation with the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, South Africa has declared the establishment of one of the world's largest marine protected areas around Prince Edward and Marion Islands, 2,000 kilometers south of the continent.
The government's protection of this global biodiversity hotspot will safeguard wildlife that includes albatrosses, penguins, and orcas. Dr. Dion Nell, head of the WWF Sanlam Living Waters Partnership, said, "The commitment of the first large offshore marine protected area moves South Africa into a new era of marine conservation."
This is wonderful news. A big green salute to Dr. Nell, South Africa, and World Wildlife Fund for your dedication to conserving animal life. May God's diverse creations flourish in natural harmony with the environment.
Save Our Planet, the International Union of Forest Research Organizations, or IUFRO, says that temperature increase due to climate change may cause forests to release huge quantities of carbon, thus accelerating the rate of global warming.
Save Our Planet. A survey by Britain's Acre Resources finds that green jobs relating to sustainable energy, energy efficiency, and corporate social responsibility grew 58% last year.
Save Our Planet. Outdoor gear manufacturer Patagonia Incorporated in the USA encourages employees to bike, walk, or carpool to work by offering earned credits on products and providing showers, lockers, and bike racks at the workplace. Save Our Planet. Our association members in Michigan, USA, participated in the City of Plymouth's downtown 3-day Green Street Fair, promoting a vegan and ecologically sustainable lifestyle for the benefit of the fair's 100,000 visitors.
Thank you. Yu-Yu, and this is Lovely Fufu.
Hi, everyone.
We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international best-selling book, The Noble Wilds.
Yu-Yu and I enjoy a tasty plant-based diet.
We sure do, and we're here with a tip of the day for your bird friends.
Sometimes you may have to work in a separate room, away from your feathered companions.
A way to be able to listen in and make sure they are fine is by using baby monitors.
That way you can hear the birds even though you're in another part of the house or building.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Let's now take a look at the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, Ghanaian and Canadian non-governmental organizations collaborate to provide water for school children. Tumakavi Development Association of Ghana and Christian Children's Fund of Canada have joined together to build four rainwater harvesting tanks. They will be used by four disadvantaged schools in the northern region of Ghana to help ensure sufficient water during the dry season. This in turn will enable the children to devote more time at school to their studies and also improve their health. Heaven bless your joint efforts to Tumakavi Development Association of Ghana and Christian Children's Fund of Canada. May many young people be graced with immense benefits by having access to pure water year-round.
In environmental news, the United Kingdom Green Building Council recommends ways to promote biodiversity. Design features that are advocated include specially made nesting bricks built into walls for birds like starlings and swifts. Also, ledges that imitate cliff faces are recommended for peregrine falcons who favor high buildings for nesting spots. Green roofs, which are also suggested, are designed to replicate grassland or shade environments. They lead to the creation of their own ecosystems, which help to attract birds and bees to urban areas. Many thanks to the United Kingdom Green Building Council for encouraging biodiversity in cities. May we soon see an abundance of wildlife attracted by these new green innovations. Up next on Outwassy News, a dog in the United States is saved thanks to the technique of mouth-to-snout resuscitation. We'll let the cat out and come right back. Stay tuned for more favorable news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, supporting news for a connected world. In animal news, Prince, a canine in the USA, is saved by mouth-to-snout resuscitation. After Prince from Oregon had been in a car accident, he was rescued by neighbor Mr. Timothy Denning. From a technique he had learned from the popular television program Animal Planet, Mr. Denning gave the canine a couple of breaths and Prince began breathing on his own again. Our heartfelt appreciation, Mr. Timothy Denning, for your kind effort. May you have many happy and safe days, Prince, enjoying this precious life.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled, What to Do?
A woman came complaining to her psychiatrist. Oh, doctor, I'm at a loss of what to do. My husband thinks he's a refrigerator. The confused doctor asked, But why does that bother you? The woman replied, When he sleeps with his mouth open, the light keeps me up.
And now for today's Heartline. Zaneda is a recent practitioner of the Kuan Yin method of meditation as imparted by Supreme Master Qinghai. Although in general we do not air comments from our association members, this letter is an exception. In light of its potential benefits to the public, we would like to share this Heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Qinghai, I was just initiated today. My father was so sick for a week. He had a stroke once before, and now again. Doctors would not operate because he's 90 years old. The whole week I was in the hospital to watch him at night. Then I had to go because I was scheduled for initiation. It was very hard to tell everyone in the family because they wouldn't think it'd be more important than my dying dad. I prayed to you for help that week. Today, thank you, God, holy names. I went home after initiation and my sister said, my dad woke up and said, oh, I thought I am dead. He told him stories about where he went, where people are dead, and so on. Also, he can recognize his children, everyone. Thank you again, Master. I had to leave my dad to get initiation because I know that even if he didn't live, Master will guide him to heaven. Thank you, thank you. And I received two other miracles from you, Master, but I'll write later. These miracles happened even before my initiation. Zaneda from Canada.
Supreme Master Qinghai lovingly replies to Zaneda.
Pure-hearted Zaneda, when our noble, mighty true self is awakened by heaven's light and melodious teaching through initiation, there is no end to wonders. Enjoy your blessing. This is just the beginning. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May the Divine bestow grace and comfort upon you and your loved ones.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The European Union, Azerbaijan, Egypt, Georgia, and Turkey sign an agreement for cooperation in developing energy resources and delivery routes.
Following his meeting with visiting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, U.S. President Barack Obama offers his country's active support for a two-state solution with an independent Palestine.
Hangzhou city officials in China sign a contract with Formosan or Taiwanese cartoonist Zhu Deyong to build a museum celebrating his works, which have been widely acclaimed in China.
The U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, is donating over $880,000 to assist the International Organization for Migration in building medical centers to serve persons displaced by civil conflict in Sri Lanka.
Shakila Khan, a 68-year-old woman from India, has been mother to at least 40 children whose unfortunate beginnings in life were transformed under her care, with many now living successfully as adults in India and abroad.
French and Spanish projects bring retired crafts and business people together with young students to teach the youth new skills along with fostering intergenerational links.
Near Moscow, Russia, a UFO is recorded on video, with the craft first seen hovering over a large shopping mall, then moving very quickly to vanish from sight.
U.S. and Burkina Faso-based Barca Foundation and Mr. Danny Garcia, renowned for his leadership in walkathons, partner for a 500-mile walk to raise funds for rural drinking water in the African country.
The Myanmar government releases Dr. Tin Myo Win, Doctor for National League for Democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi.
USA astronauts John Grunsfeld and Andrew Feustel successfully install the new Cosmic Origins Spectrograph, or COS, on the Hubble Space Telescope, which will provide additional insight about planets, stars, and galaxies.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.